Now for our story. When Jessie Ward got off the train at Wakefield this morning, she didn't go immediately to the Calvert Real Estate and Loan Company, but went first to her apartment. There she changed, dressed carefully, slowly. Miss Ward took a perverse delight in prolonging the moment before her encounter with Ben Calvert, savoring its outcome in advance. As she thought how Ben had used his daughter's return to Wakefield and her coming marriage as an excuse to break things off between them, Jessie smiled to herself. It had taken many months, but now it was her turn to use Kit as a means of satisfying her ambition. Jessie reflected how Ben had worried over Kit leaving town, his attempts to get her address from her husband, Sergeant Bill Meade, and Ben's speculation as to why Kit had left. Well, Jessie had all that information now. There was only one fact that was important to her plan, and that was the only one she'd give him. When she got to the office, she had to wait some little time before Ben Calvert returned. When he arrived, she didn't detect the note of sarcasm in his voice when he asked how she enjoyed her vacation. Miss Ward was surprised when the man suddenly said,
Jessie, why did you lie to me?
Lie to me?
You didn't go to Wisconsin.
Why do you say that?
I saw Fred Clark, the station master, the other day. He told me you went to Los Angeles.
Yes, I did. I was going to tell you, Ben. I can assure you of that.
Why didn't you tell me where you were really going?
Because it didn't suit my purpose.
And what was your purpose?
Well, Ben, it distressed me to see you so upset about this trip of Kit, so I thought it would relieve you to know that your daughter is not in Reno and you needn't worry about any divorce.
What?
I went to California to see Kit.
She's out there? You saw her?
She's there, all right, but I didn't see her. Although I know where she is.
How did you find out?
That's my affair. But I've found out why she left. And if I were you, Ben, I'd drop that idea of yours about making Kit come home. I'd deposit that money to her account, as you promised. Because she'll really need it.
Come on, Jessie, get to the point. Or are you bluffing?
Do you think I'd do bluffing about a thing like that?
I most certainly do.
You don't trust me very much, do you, Ben?
I do not.
Well, I'll tell you why Kit went to California. She's going to have a baby.
I don't believe it.
It's true, all right. I went to a lot of pains to make sure, and I can assure you it's going to be worth the trouble. Ben.
Where is she?
I'm not going to tell you.
Where is she?
Let go of me. Really have a gangster's mentality, Ben. You think money or violence will get you whatever you want.
You'd better tell me where Kit is.
No, Ben. You see, you're in no position to make any sort of threat.
I don't believe you know where she is.
Oh, no, Ben, that attitude won't work.
I don't believe any of this. It's a concoction of that devious little brain of yours. Kit would have told me herself if she were going to have a child.
Mm-mm. I'm not so sure she would. Not after what you did to her.
After what I did to her?
Yes, Ben, you were a little late in warning your daughter that she shouldn't have any children. You were a little late in telling her about her mother's family, of their hereditary fault. If I were Kit, I think I'd hate you for that. No wonder she left town. She certainly wouldn't want Wakefield to know about the baby if everything wasn't all right. No, I don't think she'd feel very fondly toward you. She's had to leave town, leave her husband. Poor Kit, it's really a tragedy.
Yes, you sound very sympathetic.
Well, I do admire her bravery. And you should be very appreciative, too. Anyone in Wakefield, for that matter, would have to admire her and feel sorry for her. If anyone knew, of course. Naturally, there'd probably be plenty of people who'd say that you and Kit were getting your just desserts. You've always been so proud of the Calvert name. If they knew...
But Wakefield doesn't know about the insanity in the Bowman family.
No, that's true. Not yet. But those things sometimes have a way of coming out.
Jesse, you wouldn't dare talk.
Oh.
I'm beginning to see what you're up to now, Jesse.
I'm so glad.
I also see that you've invented this story to fit your own purpose.
Oh, have I?
Yes. You thought you'd be protected because you know neither Kit nor Bill has told me where Kit is. And you won't tell me where she is because you don't know. Or else your story can't afford to be checked on. You even admit you didn't see Kit.
You still don't believe that I've told you the truth?
That's something I can soon find out for myself.
Ben Calvert stormed out of the office, got into his car, and drove off. He had driven to the Wakefield Auto Court before he realized that his son-in-law, Sergeant Bill Meade, wouldn't be home. Ben Calvert went to his house on 11th Street, shut himself in the study. Was Jesse telling him the truth? He thought of the town, his position in it, a position of success and money, gained and maintained at the expense of others. Perhaps he was hated, feared, even held in contempt. But never since his success, never had he been pitied. In his mind's eye, Ben Calvert saw the faces of people of Wakefield, heard the whispered remarks that would be made as he passed by, if what Jesse had told him were true. No, it couldn't be true. Ben Calvert denied it with every part of his being. But at 9 o'clock this evening, he was standing on the porch of the bungalow that had been his daughter's home.
Oh.
May I come in, Bill?
Sure. Well, what do you want now, Mr. Calvert?
I want to know if you and Kit are going to have a child.
Where did you hear that?
Is it true? Is that what this is all about? Is Kit expecting a child?
Who told you?
That's unimportant at the moment, Bill.
It's important to me.
I was told by some... Well, never mind who at the moment. But since I have been told, I think the story should be confirmed or denied. I notice you didn't deny it.
I can't.
So, she is. Why didn't she tell me?
You ask why. Why didn't you tell me before Kit and I married? Why didn't you tell her about the... about her mother's family?
When is the child expected?
Early fall.
Is she all right?
Yes, she was going to Dr. Lewis here. He said she was getting along fine.
Where is she?
You don't know? You seem to have found out so much.
No, I don't know where she is.
Well, I can't tell you, Mr. Calvert.
Do you know what you're saying? Kit, my daughter, I want to help her.
You should have thought of that several months ago. I don't think Kit wants or needs any help from you.
Bill, I want to know where she is.
I'm sorry, Mr. Calvert, but Kit wants this whole thing to be kept quiet. When she left, she made me promise I wouldn't give you her address. And that's a promise I'm going to keep.
But the circumstances have changed, boy.
Maybe. But I've made a promise, Mr. Calvert.
All right, then let her decide. Write to her. Tell her I know about the baby. Tell her I want to get in touch with her.
I'm not sure I should write her about what's happened this evening.
Why not?
Well, you must know how Kit feels about having this child, knowing what you can expect. She certainly doesn't look forward to it with any great joy, Mr. Calvert. Very important to her that no one knows.
Good Lord, you don't think I'd tell anyone, do you?
I'm quite sure you wouldn't tell anyone. But whoever told you might talk.
You needn't worry on that score, Bill. Whoever told me isn't going to repeat the story. I'll see to that.
You sound very sure of yourself, Ben. But to keep this news of Kit from going any further, you must realize that you've got to prevent Jesse Ward from talking. How do you intend to accomplish that? As Jesse herself pointed out, you're in no position to make any demands. Well, for the first time in many months, Ben Calvert's car pulls up in front of Jesse Ward's apartment. For the first time in years, Ben is going to have to ask something of Jesse. From the window of her apartment, Jesse Ward sees Ben get out, start up the sidewalk. She knew he'd be by tonight, and she was ready for him.